Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis, with Jay Tarsis, James Fleet, Tony Maudsley, Julia Hills, and Andy Hamilton.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, pray silence and please be upstanding for the King of England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland, ruler of the British Empire, especially America, His Royal Majesty, King Samuel the First. Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Hit me again, guys.
Hip, hip, hooray!
I like it. God save me.
God save the king!
I should think so. Hey, you, Funky.
Yes, your majesty.
Third courtier from the left wasn't shouting as loud as the others. Have him killed.
Yes, your majesty.
Now, where are my royal children?
Prince Joshua is in Richmond Park wrestling the stags again, and Princess Mary is visiting a children's hospital.
She's always doing that.
Well, she is the people's princess.
Yeah, well, I don't like that title. It's got an unlucky ring to it. Have we invaded anywhere today?
No, sir.
Well, why not? Empires don't build themselves, you know. Bring me a map. I'll pick somewhere.
Yes, your majesty.
Hand me those red crayons.
Yes, your majesty.
Oh, and have they erected that huge statue of me in Baltimore, as I royally decreed?
Yes, your majesty.
I'm from there, you know. Humble shopkeeper who by popular demand was made King of England. Nobody saw that coming.
Indeed not, your majesty. Lord Brimshaw seeks an audience.
Oh, very well. Step forward, Lord Brimshaw.
Your majesty, it's my duty to inform you that there is unrest in the gentle shires of loyal England.
What's the cause of this unrest?
Well, there are many beautiful women who you still haven't slept with yet. And they're becoming distressed. The night is filled with the sounds of their weeping.
Well, I'm going as fast as I can.
I know, your highness.
All right, then, out of a sense of patriotism, I'll up it to 6 a day.
Understood, your majesty.
Mornings only, mind. Afternoons, I go bowling.
The royal treasurer also seeks an audience, your majesty.
Treasurer?
Yes, your majesty. The Earl of McGurk.
Morning, your match. How's it hanging?
I don't remember making you treasurer.
No? Well, it was late and you'd had a few.
Well, McGurk, I know you and I go back a long way, but I'm going to have you beheaded just in case. Guard, seize him! Always wanted to say that.
Cease, tyrant!
Mary!
We'll have no more of your despotic absolutism. I'm leading a people's rebellion to dispose of you and your ilk.
My ilk? Do I have an ilk? I had no idea. Flunky, saddle my ilk. Want to go ilking?
Goodbye, father.
Mary, that's a little disrespectful, holding a knife to my throat.
It's the only way. Your tyranny has to stop. Stop! Do you hear, father? Stop! Stop, father! Stop!
Stop! You're dribbling all over my shoulder.
Huh? Well, what? Oh, I was having this extraordinary dream.
Was I in it, father?
Yeah, you were wrestling stags.
Ooh, my favorite.
And I was a king. Hey, maybe it was like a portent. Dreams can be prophetic, can't they?
Oh, they certainly can, yeah. I once dreamt I was a candle. And when I woke up, my head was on fire.
Your head was on fire?
Yeah, it's a long story. I'd annoyed someone.
Remind me, Captain Brimshaw, where are we headed in this fancy carriage?
We've been invited to stay with my aunt, the Duchess of Montfort.
Gee, how did that happen?
Through an unlikely series of farcical coincidences and situations that would take too long to explain now, but might one day make the basis for a half-hour comedy entertainment.
Yeah, I saw a half-hour comedy entertainment once in Deptford. It involved a naked priest, some boxing gloves and a badger. Yeah, you know, it was physical comedy mostly, you know, not much dialogue.
The most fortuitous thing about this invitation is that my aunt is very close to the king, so I may be able to meet with his majesty to persuade him to stop the war.
Yeah, well, you better get a move on, because any day now the next military dispatches will arrive from Boston. Yeah, and they're bound to contain the news that you and I have deserted our post to come here. And that makes us deserters, which is one step up from a corpse.
Hey, look! There's the home of a giant!
That's called a palace, Joshua. It's my aunt's home. She lives there with 200 servants. She's the richest woman in England.
Is there a Mr. Duchess of Montfort?
Not at the moment, thank goodness. She's got this terrible tendency to fall head over heels in love with the most horrible men, you know? Real crooks. Total reprobates.
Oh, dear.
The last one was discovered with another man's wife. He was shot dead by the husband who caught him in flagrante.
In flagrante?
Yes, the wife's name was Flagrante. Italian, I think.
Could I borrow your louse comb, Samuel? Because the ladies like a man who makes a bit of an effort, don't they?
Listen, Stumpy, this woman isn't going to be interested in you. Well, not unless she's a biologist.
You mark my words, miss. As soon as she sees me, she'll want me.
What as? A doorstop?
McGurk, be realistic. You're a short, ugly, one-legged, one-armed, one-eyed, one-eared troll.
Yeah, but as far as women are concerned, my physique's my trump card. See, all my missing bits give me an air of mystery. They suggest I'm a man with a past.
Yeah, but not much present.
Auntie, good to see you.
Welcome, nephew. This is a lovely surprise. What brings you back to England?
Oh, I'm on a special diplomatic mission. Allow me to introduce my friends, the Oliphants. Samuel, Mary and Joshua. And this is Sergeant McGurk.
Where's the rest of him?
Like I said, Sam, mystery.
Such terrible wounds, you poor man.
Don't pity me, darling. What's left is in good working order, if you get me, which you will, if you play your cards right.
Is that any way to address a lady?
I don't see no lady.
Wilkins!
Yes, ma'am?
Set the hounds on him.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, Auntie, don't be offended by his coarse familiarity.
I don't like that gleam in his eye.
Which eye?
The one that isn't made of wood.
Don't be upset by Mr. McGurk, your Duchess Ness. He can't help being from low-born vulgar stock.
Why is he talking like that?
Like what, Auntie?
Like a dim Cornishman with a cold.
Oh, no. That's the American accent, Auntie.
I hate to hear vowels suffer like that. So, presumably, you poor colonists have had to flee those dreadful, brutal revolutionaries.
Actually, I support the cause of the revolution.
Loose the hounds, Wilkins.
No, Auntie. I cannot stand idly by while you set the dogs on the woman I love.
Love, eh? So you are afflicted with that vile distemper. Well, more fool you. Look what love got me. One dead and unfaithful husband.
Yes, I was sorry to hear about that, Auntie. Must have been horrible for you.
Oh, it wasn't the first time the man had humiliated me. Good Lord, no. Last year he was due to make a court appearance and just did a bunk, left the country. So he was tried and found guilty of indecency in absentia.
In absentia?
She was Flagrante's sister. What a family they were.
Do you know the king, lady?
We don't have a king, lady. We have a man king. But yes, as it happens, I am on good terms with his majesty.
Oh, can I meet him? Can I? He might have some damsels that need rescuing from dragons.
Joshua, yet again you've confused real life and fairy tales.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, son. That's how we ended up with a barn made from gingerbread.
The thing is, Auntie, I need to talk to the king rather urgently, and I was wondering...
Well, you can talk to him tomorrow. I'm throwing a ball.
So the king will be attending the ball?
Along with 2,000 others.
2,000? That sounds obscenely extravagant.
I like holding extravagantly large balls.
I'm saying nothing.
And are we invited to the ball?
Of course, you're my house guests. Wilkins, show them to their quarters, but take Sergeant McGurk via the sheep dip. I don't like to see clothes moving when the person isn't.
Understood.
I shall see you and your friends at dinner, nephew. It's nothing fancy, just 8 courses, starting with peacock fritters.
Why do the English overeat so much?
The size of the portions makes them the most obese people in the world. That's why the British need such a big empire. Just gives them somewhere to sit.
You heard what you said about the king, though. If only I can get to him.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to the Duchess, no doubt about that.
She wanted to set the dogs on you.
Yeah, it always starts with the dogs.
Her lip curls when she looks at you. That's disgust.
That's right, Sam. Spell L-U-S-T.
Well, who'd have thought it, huh? We humble elephants rubbing shoulders with high society.
I can see why they call it high society. Don't these people ever wash?
Well, they're too rich to wash, Mary. They just mask the body odors with exotic perfumes, because they got class. You enjoying yourself, Joshua?
None of the girls want to dance with me. At least not since that last one.
No. Is she conscious yet?
I don't know. They won't let me near her.
Yeah, see, the thing is, son, if you watch these dances they're doing, they're quite dainty and formal, and there's a lot of bowing and curtsying, you know, refined stuff. Spinning a woman around your head and shouting, "Fly, lady, fly," well, that's a little out of keeping. It's also a little dangerous when there are chandeliers, or rather were chandeliers.
Oh, no.
What?
That little periwigged barrel of suet has been giving me the eye for a while now, and him and his friends are coming this way.
They look rich, Mary.
I don't care. Their attentions are unwelcome. Send them on their way, Father.
Hi, guys. This is my daughter, Mary. She's 20 years old, single, good childbearing hips.
Father!
She is the most natural beauty, sir. A wild flower of the wild places among so many less wild ones. I'm sorry, I'm young. I'm still getting the hang of flattery.
And how old are you, fat boy? 12?
No, 13.
And what do you gentlemen do for a living?
We don't do anything. We're gentlemen of leisure. He's a fop, he's a dandy, he's a rake, and I'm a prince.
A prince?
Yes, the Prince of Wales.
Wales. The H is silent, presumably.
Mary, I'm not quite sure you heard what the nice young gentleman said. He is the prince who will one day be king of England and who will need someone to share his throne.
He'll need someone to mend his throne. He's got an arse the size of Virginia.
Pay no heed, my liege. That's colonial wit. It doesn't travel. We're all bumpkins over there.
Would this vision of loveliness care for a dance?
No, yes, she would.
I would not.
One moment, Your Majesty. Mary, Mary, for God's sake, dance with him. You might end up a princess.
I'm not interested. He's short and he's a porker.
Yeah, but there are such things as diet, you know, and stepladders.
I'm not interested.
You're crazy, Mary. If you married a prince, you'd live happily ever after.
Got a point there.
He has not got a point. That's fairy tales again.
Yeah, but fairy tales are probably based on real life cases because, let's face it, wolves have been known to eat people. And they're intelligent predators, so there may well have been an instance when one dressed up as someone's grandmother. And some beanstalks do grow to remarkable heights.
Shut up, Father.
Well, you're being very selfish. Do you know that? If you became royalty, we'd be royal. And it's like in my dream, only maybe without the bit where you tried to kill me.
Listen, if I dance with anyone, it'll be my darling Walter.
Yes, but darling Walter isn't here right now, and the prince is.
All right. One dance with a little butterball.
The thing is, Lord North, as First Minister in His Majesty's government, I think you should know that the enemy is very much stronger than you think.
I feared as much. Those Whigs are crafty scum, aren't they? Fox is the worst. I said we should assassinate him,
but... No, not that enemy.
Oh, I see. Sorry, of course. You mean the other enemy. The real enemy. The Catholics. Yes, well, personally, I'd round them up.
And... No, not the Catholics. The enemy we're fighting a war against. In America.
God, look at that. Fox talking to a whole batch of Catholic gentry plotting under our very noses.
You see, the American militias are highly organized.
Nonsense. It'll all be over by Christmas, Scrimshaw.
It's Brimshaw, sir. Huh? And I disagree. I think it will drag on. I think the British Army will pursue Washington and his forces for several years, never quite managing to secure a decisive victory until, in the end, the rebel forces grow stronger, thus encouraging the French to come in on their side and forcing the British to make a humiliating surrender, probably in 1781, somewhere around Yorktown.
What? Sorry, I was trying to read Fox's lips. Damn, he's put his hand over his mouth now.
You see, what I think the British government have failed to grasp is that a new politicized middle class has emerged in America.
Ah, well, you see, I knew that would happen.
Yes, well, it was inevitable.
Fox has disappeared. Now, look, what's he up to? Excuse me, Bradshaw.
Brimshaw.
Why so glum, nephew?
I'm sorry, Auntie. I've been trying to discuss the war with Lord North. I mean, the man's the leader of the Conservative Party, and yet he's an idiot. How is that possible?
Need to get out more, dear.
Maybe I should be talking to the Whigs. They're clearly the political party of the future.
Listen, Walter, I need to ask you some questions about Sergeant McGurk. Earlier, I asked him how he lost his arm, and he said it was ripped out of its socket by a sex-crazed gypsy. Is that true?
No. He lies, Auntie.
So he didn't lose the leg because of a drunken bet involving a polar bear?
No, Auntie.
And he didn't lose his right eye in a game of tiddlywinks that got out of hand?
No, actually, I think that one might be true, yes. A game of tiddlywinks with some Afghan warlords who accused him of loading the winks.
He seems to have led a very colourful life.
I'd steer clear of him, Auntie. He's trouble.
He reminds me of my late husband. First time I met him, he was in disguise, in Italy, hiding from his debtors. I asked him to come back to England with me, but he said he wanted to remain incognito.
Incognito?
Brother of flagranti and...
I know,
sex mad, the whole family.
Listen, Auntie, when's the King arriving?
Oh, he got here ages ago, dear.
Well, then where is he?
He's out in the grounds somewhere, talking to trees.
He talks to trees?
I'm afraid so. You see, he's not well.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's good news and bad news, really. The bad news is that King George has a very rare blood disorder that repeatedly plunges him into madness. But the good news is that we think it's got the makings of a very good play. Where are you going?
To find His Majesty.
Hi there, Duchess. Would you care to dance?
No, thank you. I've seen you dance.
Together we could trip the light fantastic.
The light mediocre, possibly. Oh, look, here comes McGurk. Goodbye.
Here, wait. Samuel, you chatting up my bird?
Your bird ran off when she saw you.
Yeah, that's because she doesn't trust herself to be around me.
Of course, yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah. Oh, I see your daughter's dancing with the Prince of Wales.
Yeah, I just think she could end up as queen.
Nah, no king would be allowed to have an American for a queen. He'd probably be forced to abdicate and live out his twilight years in France. Do you like my new outfit?
Oh, it's very, very regal, especially the turban with the jewel in the middle.
Topaz, that is.
20 minutes ago, I spotted a Maharaja wearing exactly that same outfit.
Yeah, so did I.
You left him unconscious in a ditch somewhere, haven't you?
Anyone naive enough to walk ahead of me when I say, after you, is asking for a bop on the bonce. I mean, it is practically incitement. Also, my need's greater than his. I require some finery so that I can bedazzle the Duchess, marry her, and then redistribute her wealth.
Duchess isn't going to marry you.
Love is blind.
Yeah, but not deaf and with no sense of smell. There are hundreds of men here who are more eligible than you.
Such as who?
Well, me, for a start.
You?
Yes.
Why would the Duchess be interested in you? You have all the sexual allure of a dead hamster.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, that's your ex-wife's opinion. That's what she said. Dead hamster. Her very words, followed by a loud cackle.
Yeah, well, we'll see, shall we? I'll turn on the old charm and we'll see if the Duchess...
Listen, Sam, as a friend, I'm telling you, she's out of your league, mate, so please, don't go after her. You know, I'd hate to see you get hurt.
How would I get hurt?
Probably with a cudgel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, don't make me do that, Sam. It'd be really upsetting for me, but... Besides, there's lots of other unattached women here. Look, steer clear of the ones with little silver blobs on their faces, though, because that means they're sweating out the mercury they've been taking for their syphilis. try to remember that.
Well, it's not something I'm likely to forget, is it?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go woo my intended.
Perhaps I'll come too.
Yeah, if you come too, Sam, it may be a while before you come too, if you get my drift.
I think I'll stay here.
Yeah, I'd rather think you will.
Your Majesty, where are you?
I'm over here. What?
What?
By the elm tree.
Oh, right.
I like elms. They're good listeners.
Allow me to introduce myself, Your Majesty. I am Captain Walter Brimshaw.
Captain Brimshaw? What?
Just Brimshaw, Your Majesty.
No. It's my illness that makes me say what?
Oh, I see. That must be very galling for you.
Yes, it is. Because if you keep saying what, people think you're insane and you don't know what's what and what's not. What?
Quite. Are you able to control it?
Sometimes I can, yes. You see, I didn't say it then, did I? What? Oh, damn and blast, what?
I sought you out, Your Majesty, because I have to tell you, in all honesty, that your policy towards America is a disaster.
What? That wasn't my tick, by the way. That was just 3 watts for shocked emphasis.
Well, I don't speak to shock, Your Majesty, but the plain fact is that Britain's inflexibility is dragging it into a war that will cause much unnecessary bloodshed and will probably end in defeat.
What? Three of those were me.
I strongly feel that you should be nurturing the bond between Britain and America, creating a special relationship.
The elm tree says that sounds like bollocks.
With respect, Your Majesty,
Walter,
the elm...
Walter, there you are. Father made me dance with the king's revolting son and... Oh, hello. You seem familiar.
This Mary is His Majesty King George III.
Which Mary?
This Mary, Your Majesty. Mary Oliphant. She and I embody the special relationship I was talking about, Your Majesty. England and America united in love, trust, and understanding.
Don't listen to him, Your Majesty. My daughter and your son, the Prince Regent, would be the most perfectly matched couple, especially once he's gone through puberty.
Samuel, please, I'm trying to persuade His Majesty that the war is a mistake.
Oh, yeah, well, that as well.
The thing is, Your Majesty, already so many...
Father! I just danced something called a gavotte, and now apparently somebody needs to pay for the damage.
Oh. It's a giant, what?
I am not a giant, what? You take that back.
Joshua, this is the king.
A king? Wow. Have you got any fair damsels that need rescuing? I could fight a dragon easy. At home, I wrestle grizzly bears, best of three falls. And after I've licked the dragon, I could bring it back for you as a pet. And while you're eating your 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, you could use the dragon for toasting marshmallows.
Joshua, this is a grown-up's conversation, so would you mind...
No! Let him stay. He makes me feel sane.
The thing is, Your Majesty, already innocent people are suffering.
My shop got burnt down.
Mothers are weeping for their sons.
I got no financial compensation, by the way.
Brother is killing brother. Children are losing fathers.
Small businessmen are really feeling it.
Father, will you shut up?
Well, I'm just trying to give the suffering a human face.
America is a nation being torn asunder.
No! This is awful!
I know.
I'm so insane that I'm seeing apparitions now. I can see the ghostly, stricken form of a mutilated soldier sent by the devil to taunt me!
McGurk, come out of there and stop frightening His Majesty.
You mean he's not a phantasm of my brain?
No, I'm real, Your Highness. You can touch me if you like.
I'm not that mad.
What were you doing, hiding in the bushes like that?
Well, experience has taught me that if I lurk in the bushes long enough, then an opportunity usually presents itself. I was rather hoping the Duchess might amble past, but...
Are you safe, Your Majesty? We heard you were shouting and wailing. Is it a plot? I'll arrest Fox, shall I?
Nothing to be alarmed about, Lord North. What? These chaplains are just trying to persuade me to stop the war.
That's right, war. Ha! What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
How do you want to be remembered, Your Majesty? As a repressive dictator who tried and failed to crush the will of the colonists and who thus helped begin the demise of Britain as a world power until it ended up enthralled to America's military and economic dominance?
I can't answer a question as long as that. I'm not a well man.
Or would you rather be remembered as an enlightened monarch who gave the American people their freedom and earned their undying love?
Yes, I like the sound of that. What?
Then bring the troops home, Your Majesty.
Damn it, I will. What? I'm calling a halt to the war. Mission accomplished. Send out the orders, Lord North.
But Your Majesty...
Do it, North, or I'll appoint Fox to lead my government.
Oh, we've done it, Mary. We've changed the course of history.
But Your Majesty, may I remind you, our troops are only occupying America to protect the ordinary people from the brutality of the extremist insurgents.
Oh, come off it, pal. You're only there because of the oil.
Oil?
You mean there's oil in America?
Big Mouth, I told you never to mention the oil.
The oil might come in very useful, Your Majesty, to help power our burgeoning industrial revolution. At the moment, our factories are over-reliant on coal and small children.
Oh. The oil is only a vague rumor, Your Majesty, from those distant uninhabited lands, way, way beyond the frontier.
That's right. Where all the gold's supposed to be.
Joshua!
What's the matter with you?
I think perhaps we'd better call a council of war. What?
A most timely idea, Your Majesty, especially as we've just received the latest military dispatch from Boston with news from the battlefront and the latest list of deserters.
Oh, brilliant.
We are so lucky.
I know I'm going to regret asking this, but... why are we so lucky?
Well, most people only manage to visit the Tower of London, but we're getting to actually stay here.
Ironic, really, Samuel. You dreamt of being a monarch, and many monarchs have been held captive here. Edward V, Richard II, Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, you could try and mention one who hasn't been executed.
Don't worry, Samuel. You're only accomplices to me and the captain deserting. You won't be executed.
Good.
You'll just get 20 years.
Just the 20. Yeah. Oh, goody.
Whereas we shall probably go to the gallows in the morning.
Let them hang you, Walter. I won't. You don't deserve to die. McGurk does, but you don't.
Oh, charming. That's very nice. Yeah.
Can we just please concentrate on trying to get out of here? There must be a way to escape.
There's one obvious way to escape from this tower.
There is?
Sure. Mary just sticks her head out of the window and we all climb down her hair.
That's Rapunzel, you moron. This is reality.
Oh, don't pick on him. He's only trying to help.
He's no help at all.
Oh, well, you can talk. If you'd been nicer to the prince, we'd probably be royalty by now.
Oh, don't start that again.
Please. Arguing gets us nowhere.
That's right. We should all just lie back and await developments.
Well, you seem very relaxed for a man who's destined for the gallows.
Yeah, there's no way my Duchess is going to let me hang.
McGurk, face facts. The Duchess despises you. She made you go through the sheep dip.
Yeah, quite bracing, that was. Taste of the peppermint.
And she talked of setting the dogs on you at the ball. Twice she ran away from you saying she felt unclean.
You are so naive, Sam. That is part of what we call the chase. You see, Sam, it's not uncommon for a woman to find herself irresistibly attracted to someone from a different class.
Yeah, but not from a different species.
Mark my words, miss, she'll not let me languish here. She's a moth around my flame.
Hey, look out of the window. There are some huge blackbirds.
They're the ravens, Joshua.
Oh, the ravens. I've always wanted to see the ravens. This is like the perfect day.
Yes, the ravens of the tower. Legend has it that if the ravens ever leave, then England will fall. That's why their feet are nailed to the ground.
Is that the gallows down there?
Covered in all the bunting, yes.
Oh, Walter.
Shed no tears for me, Mary. I'm not afraid to die. I've lived a full life.
No, you have.
I have, McGurk. I've done the only thing that matters, which is that I've known the love of a good woman.
Yeah, one.
But promise me one thing, Mary. Promise that once I'm gone, you won't mourn for me. Promise that you'll find another man to love.
I will. Don't worry.
I know it may be a while before you can bring yourself to love another.
No, it won't. I'll find one as soon as I can. No point in hanging about like falling off a horse. Best to get back in the saddle quick as possible, my dearest darling.
Right. Right. But of course, I know you'll never be able to forget me.
It's hard to say, but for now, just hold me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
Oh, no, listen to that. We've got a rat.
Sounds like a pretty big rat.
Certainly does. It's using a pickaxe.
Rat can't use a pickaxe.
Well, rats are surprisingly intelligent creatures with high levels of social organization. So, 15 rats or so probably could wield a pickaxe if they actually...
Shut up! Oh, my God! Here it comes! What the hell is it? It's tumbling up through the floor!
Here's Duchess! Hello, McGurk, you filthy animal. Chase me!
All right, everyone, down the tunnel the Duchess has very kindly dug.
Oh, what's that sound, Sam? I do believe it's the sound of a sizzling moth.
Wait a second. You're married already, you told me. 9 brides on 5 different continents. Wouldn't it be terrible if the Duchess found that out? Of course, that needn't happen for a consideration.
Sam, I'm shocked. Are you exploiting this situation to extort money by blackmailing a friend? Congratulations, mate. I'm proud of you.
Not so naive now,
no,
huh?
No, certainly not, no.
We'd best get down the tunnel.
Yeah. After you.
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, Tony Maudsley as Joshua, Julia Hills as Mary, and James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw, with Michael Fenton-Stevens, Rebecca Front, and Philip Pope. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.